The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm your host Tom Moana, and welcome to another episode, another webisode, another broadcast. Yes, welcome to the Sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Hey, coming up in this week's show, we've got some great Southland music for you as always. There's a couple of gigs coming up that you should, well, think about going along to because they are a lot of fun. We'll talk about them just a little bit later on. We've got some things that have happened in my world, and we're going to talk about those as well. One of them is a gig coming up that is always a lot of fun. And, well, we've got some new kids. Well, some kids on the way. I'll tell you about that just a little bit later on. But for now, let's get into some music. Let's get into some of that great Southland music that we know and love. And I'm going to start it off. Well, I'm feeling like a little bit of Filth Wizard because we were talking about them on the way home. What would be some good names for some kids? And, well, I thought, you know, why not have, well, there's Daisy and Pansy. There could be some cool kids' names. Well, Daisy's a very cool kid's name. What other kids' names were there? Well, I was thinking of Rogan and Josh, just in case, you know, they're twinsies. I don't know. There's a lot of cool names that we can come up with for some kids' names, but we'll get into them. And the reason I thought about Filth Wizard was we could name one of them Filth and the other one Wizard. Why not? The guy in Christchurch was named Wizard for years. Anyway, here's Filth Wizard. It's Hammer right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. We'll be right back.
Here at Radio Southland, we're proud to play Kiwi music, and we want to play even more Southland music. So, if you're a Southland musician and you've produced some of your own original music, I want to hear from you. If you've got a song you think we could play, then bring me a copy along with a brief description of yourself and why you think we should play it. Drop me an email to Darren, that's D-A-R-R-E-N, at radiosouthland.org.nz, and let's sort out a time to talk. Playing more of Southland and New Zealand on air, we are Radio Southland 96.4.
Thank you.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was Entropy, brought to us by Lachlan Hickford. Now, Entropy is a song that starts where it ends and ends where it starts, and it keeps going around in a cool circle like that. Anyway, that's how Lachlan explained it to me. Anyway, great track, and I'm just feeling in that mood of the vibey tracks, and definitely they are one of it. Hey, did you know that there's the Southland Musicians Club Entertainer of the Year Awards coming up? Last year, quite a few of the awards taken out by the crew from Filth Wizard. I believe they're in it again this year, or at least some of them are. But one of my favourites is Simon Thompson. Yes, Simon Thompson is up there for Entertainer of the Year. Actually, so is Maya Fletcher. There's more, but I can't remember who they are. But those are my favourite two. Those are the ones that I'll be putting my vote towards. And I mean, there was that whole election thing. Good on everybody that done it. And I totally forgot that there was a voting thing. However, I had other things on my mind, like creating some new fences. Fencing. Not the best thing I've tried, but it is a lot of fun once you start getting into a rhythm. Now, earlier I spoke about my kids and the potential. The potentiality of a couple of new kids coming into the world. And, well, I think we'll talk about that just a little bit later on as well. Some more things that are coming up. If you wanted to go and check out that Southland Musicians Club gig, you can look it up on the old Bookface. I believe you can even Google it too, and there'll be something there about it. That is going to be done at the stadium this year, which is kind of neat. What else is coming up? Oh, I'm looking forward to a gig this weekend, but I'm going to tell you about that after we play these next couple of tracks, because now I feel like listening to a couple of my favourite performers. So here's one from Maya Fletcher. This, brought to us by Maya Fletcher. Yes, she decided after watching a Shortland Street episode that she would write this song, and it came from a Shortland Street. I don't know. I don't even know how she did it. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago, it was Te Wiki or Te Reo Māori week. I forgot to play some songs, so this one is in Te Reo. It is Stay With Me, right here on the Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM.
Tonight,
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
Oh, your memory lives in us.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was Simon Thompson with Sea of Angels. Yes, another one of our Entertainer of the Year nominees. There's been so many of them, and I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to take it out. I've got my favourite. Who are yours? Yes, who are yours? Now, I was going to tell you about something pretty awesome. We are adopting some kids. Yep, we're adopting some kids. And, you know, we were thinking about names and things like that. So we're adopting two little ones. Very excited to be able to bring them home and show them some love and care, be able to create things for them, make things for them, share them with the nieces and nephews. And it's just going to be so exciting. Very excited to adopt the kids. And I'm going to tell you some more about them over the next few weeks as this happens. Well, it's just a lot of fun. Hey, have I told you about my other ones, my goats? Yes, me goats. The goats are pretty awesome. They are Bronx, Onion, and Bargie. They're pretty cool wee fellas. They are escape artists. Well, kind of. So the big fella. Yeah, the big fella with some cool horns. He's been stuck up the top, tethered for a wee while. So my partner Olivia and I were out on the weekends, basically last weekend just gone, and smashed out 300 metres of deer fencing, posts, concrete, the whole shebang. All we got to do is strain a couple of them, because, I got to work out how to do that. But why do I bring that up? Why do I want to talk about straining these wires? Well, do you remember there was an ad years ago? I don't know if it was Instant Kiwi or if it was a Tip Top ad, but there was a farmer, two farmers, actually it might have been a Toyota ad, but they were out in their field plucking their fences and making music. So, all I have to do is, maybe it was a Mainland Cheese ad. Thank you. So I'm thinking, okay, I really want to give this a go. But how tight does it have to be able to work? How tight do we have to strain these things to be able to get a note? And what is the distance? So your homework, whanau, your homework is standing waves. Find out what you can find out about standing waves. And we'll talk about that next week, if I remember. Now, standing waves are pretty cool. But in order for us to realize how that's working and what's going on, your homework is standing waves. And then I'm going to go out there and pluck some strings and see if we can get anything to happen. And how tight or what is the tension that we need to be able to make that happen? All that and more over the next few weeks. We've got some big boy goats and some, over however long ago it was, we talked about Onion. She was our first little goat. She's still almost as big as she was when she was born. She's like a pygmy. She's little. Absolutely little. Hey, can I say that pygmy word? Oh, well, I just did. But she is so tiny, and it looks like she's not going to grow any much bigger than what she is now. In fact, something a little bit special about Onion, she may not have taken first place at the school competition, but she did take second. Yes, our girl is a podium standing goat. The only annoying thing is, you know, I reckon we didn't get first because someone decided to go and paint her horns with glitter nail polish. I know. I mean, we could have been contenders. We could have been first. We could have been winners. But no, we were first of all the losers. But Onion got a wee ribbon, which was really, really cool. And the kids absolutely loved being able to take her to school. Anyway, great thing. These school pet days were awesome. In fact, the little fella, he took a rock. Yeah, he took his pet rock. It's not Dwayne Johnson, but it's still, it's probably bigger than him now. Anyway, let's get into some more music. Here's one from Airstrike. It's Spoiled Brat right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Yeah. butt is cold all through the night. Behind the raft of moving clouds are the stars.
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
Stone Roots with Wipe Those Tears Away. Now, there is a special hidden track in that one, but I'm not going to play it this time. I'll have to have a listen to it. There is a pretty big gap in there. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, right, there's some gigs to go and check out if you get the chance. One of those gigs is it's in Gore this weekend on Sunday. It's an open talent quest. It's going to be awesome. Unfortunately, I have to be there at 6 a.m. To set up all the gear, and we don't leave there until about 8 p.m. It's going to be such a long, long day. But looking forward to it. Actually, really looking forward to it. Anyway, also coming up at the end of the month is the wrestling, Southpaw Wrestling, I think it's called. Definitely get in there and check that out. I got asked to help out and create a wee bit of a, an intro into one of these things, which is kind of neat. I may even play that for you next week. But the intro is all about, there was a movie that came out and there was an idea behind it. I was asked if I could recreate that scene, that sound, and then add like a really heavy song at the end of it. So what did I do? It was actually quite simple. If you watch the scene, I think the movie's called Warriors. And the dude's just clicking three bottles together in his fingers and it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it is quite cool, but he wanted it to be a little bit more eerie. So you take those three things, you just increase the reverb a little bit, you increase the eeriness, and you add in an undertone of 18.8 hertz. So why so low? Because it's only going to work if there's subs in the room, right? Well, that's true. And most subs won't go below 20 hertz, but they do try to push air. So let's hope they've got some 18s. Anyway, that is called the ghost tone. That is why houses feel eerie. That is why things can feel weird when you go to into those big old buildings. Basically, it is air movement that is creating some of those low tones that we can't hear, but we can definitely feel it. Anyway, he wanted that. And then I think there's this voice part that says, "Warriors, come out and play." So all I did there was add extra reverb, add a phaser, add some more layers, and then pitch shift them and move them around to make them sound like Friday the 13th. Anyway, once that was done, I took a song from Chelsea Smile, and it's heavy, it's loud, it's got screams, it is everything you want for a big night out at the wrestling. Anyway, hey, if you want to have a chance to make your own radio show, you can. Just contact admin@radiosouthland.org.nz, pitch your idea, and they'll help you build one. If you want to find this show and many others, you can find them on all your streaming platforms. But one really good place to be able to find them all, to listen to them all, is radiosouthland.org.nz. If that's not for you, hey, why not download the Access Media app? From there, you have access to all of the great content that New Zealanders make. Yes, all those little access stations, all those ones with the great great shows, definitely check them out. There are quite a few that introduce you to new New Zealand music before it hits the big time. So definitely get in there and check that out. Anyway, that's all from me for the week. I'm looking forward to seeing you all again next time. This is Joe the Hope. See you next week.
See you next week. See you next week. See you next week.
She feared, so we went to town and miss by what he saw. She's looking up with another slug from me. So I guess that you could say that that was that. Kept his cool and he's not the fool. He had smelt the rat. Time after time, you gotta keep those birds away. You can't let yourself believe a word they said. They try and milk you for every cent to your name. They'll only be by your side while you're in the game. Bye.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.